The Daily Maverick took it a step further today. Daily Maverick went dark. They took a decision to not publish, the idea being to demonstrate what a world without media might look like. One of those people who's had the day off is senior Daily Maverick journalist Ray Mtlaka. And Ray, I suppose it's, you know, we can make light of it and say, oh, you were so lucky to get a day off. But it's far more serious and a big strategic call, I think, by the bosses at the Daily Maverick to say we need to demonstrate how important we are in an environment which needs a vibrant, investigative, and strong media.
Good evening, Bruce, and to the listeners. But this is not just only about Daily Maverick. What Daily Maverick is trying to do here is to highlight the crisis that journalism finds itself in, not only in South Africa, but around the world, create awareness as well as, you know, to create create a teachable moment as well for how media functions in South Africa and how it is funded. But we know that a free press is a central pillar of democracy. The Constitution actually, requires the press to be free. But with financial limitations and financial pressures, we cannot serve our constitutional mandate, that is. And we hope that this decision that we've taken as Daily Maverick created awareness and also highlighted the importance of a free press for democracy.
I remember chatting to a very senior banker the one day, and he was looking at buying an emerging, a very vibrant, very exciting media business. And he was asking my views about this business. And he looked at me and went, but it's not a business. I said, of course it's a business. No, not with those margins. It's not. And the reality is that the media business has become increasingly difficult. It's become an increasingly difficult place for people who would invest money to make a return. And I think Daily Maverick has, over the years, found some very kind funders who don't necessarily expect the world's greatest return on investment, if ever, but people who understand the power and the importance of media in terms of keeping power accountable. And that, I think, is something that we often lose sight of, especially in quite a divided social media world where mass media or mainstream media is frowned upon and is seen to be less and less relevant in the lives of ordinary people.
Indeed, Bruce. And if you look at how many media outlets are funded, they are largely funded through two ways. One is advertising revenue, which in South Africa and around the world is in decline. A lot of companies are not supporting media for their own financial reasons. Maybe the economy is not doing well, and media spend and advertising spend is usually the first item to be cut. And the second way would be through the subscriptions model or putting up a paywall. We at Daily Maverick have decided to not go the paywall route because we believe in public interest journalism. Journalism should be free. The situation in South Africa is quite dire, Bruce, because we have about less than 20 credible media groups in South Africa that are servicing a population of about 62 million, whereas in the US there are over 3,000 credible media outlets or groups that are servicing a population of over 300 million. And also I really want to highlight this: quality and good journalism takes time, it costs money, and if it wasn't for Daily Maverick and many other media organizations in South Africa, we wouldn't have known that a bank.
No, exactly. We all know these stories, Ray. I mean, without media in South Africa, and a very resilient media, and a tough media, and a brave media, and this is not me just talking up an industry that I'm proud to be part of, but without a media industry in South Africa, we wouldn't have known about state capture. We wouldn't have known about all of the vagaries of the shenanigans that Jacob Zuma and his cohort were getting up to. Even in the face of publication of credible information, politicians were still in denial. And after Zondo, still some remain in denial and some voters remain in denial. It's a critically important tool for a democracy, without which democracies fail. And here's the problem, though. You know, we want investment into media, but media is not giving a return to investors. So does it become, I don't know, and users don't want to pay for it, and you don't want to charge them for it. So how then are you going to survive in this environment where, you know, I can reach an audience through Google AdWords, for example, at a considerably lower cost than putting an ad on to any sort of paid media platform in South Africa? That's the real problem, is that the entire advertising model has been really broken, I would argue.
It is broken, Bruce. And also, I think another big challenge is the trust deficit. A lot of people don't trust media. And I'll be the first to admit that, journalists and media organizations haven't really covered themselves in glory. They've found themselves on the wrong side of ethical behavior. But, you know, if the public wants original and quality journalism, as I said, Bruce, it requires money to produce. And policymakers and business leaders are also not coming to the party, by the way, in supporting,
Is our language not wrong on this one? Is our language, Ray, here not wrong on this? You know, you must support us, otherwise the country will go to the dogs. I find it an annoying turn of phrase, simply because nobody's got a right to exist. If you're running a business, you must have a compelling business model. And it's time to reinvigorate the business model. Is this the first sign from Daily Maverick that you are going to start charging? Because unless you start charging, I'm not too sure whether or not there is going to be a business model that is going to sustain you, is there?
Yeah, well, we believe that, you know, if you offer quality journalism, then people will see the value in it. But, Bruce, it goes back to my point, what I said. We believe that, you know, again, journalism should serve the public, and we should offer, and journalism should be a tool for public interest. And, exploring a paywall, this is something that me and my colleagues don't believe in at the moment. But the only way to sustain journalism at the moment is to offer readers original and quality journalism. That's what we believe in.
Ray Mtlaka, and unfortunately that is a huge cost, because gathering information, believe it or not, takes time, and it takes money, and it takes a very high level of expertise, and the Daily Maverick does a fantastic job at it, and the guys at News 24 do a fantastic job at it, and journalists generally are doing a fantastic job. Yes, I'm journalists, so not journalists, they're I'm not allowed to say those words on the radio. But yes, Ray Mtlaka, thank you very much. Yeah, Daily Maverick going dark for the day.